Episode 2963, Revival of Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready because God wants to know your heart. It is a beautiful, sweet spirit Sunday, revival of your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. But just so you're aware, we have partnered with pray.com. You can find us there on our TV show that airs live every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Now, I got a question for you. How do you wake up a sleeping heart? In life, you experience moments where you feel heavy, weary, and tired. Don't let your heart become disconnected, dormant, and dozy. Let God ignite the revival of your heart. You know, we can easily find ourselves going through the motions of life without any real passion, purpose, or presence. Our hearts become numb to what really matters because all we do is live a mundane life. But what if you knew that what you used to believe is the truth? Would you be willing to go beyond what you can't see in order to experience the revival of your heart? Now, I want you to think about this because there's been a lot of things happening recently in regards to revival. And I want to make sure we have a clear definition here. Revival is defined as a renewed interest in or attention to something. So a renewal or an awakening. Now, when it comes to the revival of your heart, it's about a renewed passion for God, an awakened desire to serve Him, and a revitalized relationship with Him. Revival is not a one-time event or a quick fix. It's not just falling on your knees. It's not just crying out. It's not just saying a prayer and everything's done and you move on. It doesn't have to happen either in a special place. Now, there can be many special places though, right? Asbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky. You've heard about it. A breakout in a university that lasted for weeks. But a revival can also happen in your own church, in your own hometown, even in your heart. But remember, the revival is not a one and done. It is a continuous process of seeking and pursuing God's heart, allowing Him to transform you from the inside out. It's the revival of His presence in your heart. You know, it's amazing when you really begin to envelop yourself in God's presence. There is no better magnificent feeling than when you feel with your heart. And one of those ways that really tunes us in to who God wants us to be, and when it comes to the revival of the heart, is repenting. Repentance means turning away from sin and turning toward God. The first step towards experiencing revival for your heart is repentance. It's acknowledging our wrongdoing and asking God's forgiveness. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 says this, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." If you go back and think about what you know to be true of who God is, and you're willing to humble yourself, you're willing to repent, would it not be amazing to know that you're forgiven, to know that you will be healed, that your land will be healed? Revival of your heart. And it goes on. It's not just about repentance, right? It's the act of many things, pursuing after who God wants us to be. How do we interact with God? Do you do it? Do you wait for the lightning strike? Do you have a red phone? I call it my red line. We do it here on earth to reach his heart? By praying. Prayer is a powerful tool when it comes to reviving your heart. It's not just about asking God for things, though. It's not about saying, this is what I want, right? It's not about making your list like you do for Santa Claus when you're like 5 years old. No. It's about prayer in his presence, listening to his voice, aligning your heart with his. Matthew 6, verse 6 says this, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door," Jesus said, "and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." God wants you to commune with him. You do so in prayer. You can't talk to him unless if you're praying. Now, can you pray without closing your eyes? Yes. Do you know I pray when I'm driving? I don't close my eyes and fold my hands. You don't have to be on your knees to pray. Can you be on your knees and pray? Yes. But we've got to get out of our own heads and saying, gosh, the only way I can be in God's presence is if we do this, 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 and this, and this way. We don't have to create a box to fit God into. God wants to take us out of the box to be who he wants us to be. And we do that when we repent. We do that when we pray. And we do that when we read God's word so we know who he is. The attributes, we want those attributes. Our heart should desire those attributes. And when you read God's word, that's where you gain insight. You gain wisdom for living a God-honoring life. Psalm 119 verse 105 says this, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path." Let God's truth, his word, shape your heart and your mind. Let it shape your body. Let it shape your spirit. You can't know God if you're not in his word. You can't know God if you're not praying to him. You can't know God if you have a brick wall of sin in front. You got to break it down. Repent, pray, read. And one thing I think we forget to do is just to commune together, to fellowship. Get together as a family. Why do you think we gather as a church body? Right? It's to come together. It's the encouragement and support of believers that allow you to stay on track. They help keep the focus on who? God. Not on the things of this world. We need to continually pursue God's heart. And if we're not doing it, then we need to be told so. And when we have that fellowship of other believers, then they can gently remind us, are you in God's word? Are you paying attention to what he has to say? Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 says this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching." We can be an encouragement to each other. Why do you think I'm here on a daily basis? It's not because I don't have anything else to do in life. I have a lot. I serve a lot of people in my life. My family. I serve you as my extended family. I have clients that I work with. I have groups that I mentor. I have speaking engagements who sometimes I don't even know who I'm speaking to. I write. I'm writing my book. There's so many things that are layers that I'm just not here because, oh, well, you know, I have nothing to do. I'm here as part of the fellowship, gathering together so we can encourage one another as you see the day approaching. And finally, this is a tough one, surrender. You must surrender your heart to God and give him every part of your life. No more compartmentalizing, no more putting God in a box. It's about living out his plan here on earth. You cannot be who God desires you to be without him. Transformation starts with God in your heart. Think about that for a minute. Are you really willing to be transformed? Maybe you're actually afraid of that. Maybe that's why you're holding a little piece of your heart. You don't want to give God all of it. So you say, here, here, God, you can have this much. Or wait, when I'm not doing real well and I need that 911 attention, then okay, you can have that. But otherwise, I want to be in control. That's not what God wants from us. God says, let me lead. You walk in step with me. Walk by faith and in love. Romans 12, verses 1 through 2 says this, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. How do you wake up a sleeping heart? Are you walking around with gray clouds all over you, where there seems to be more rain than rainbows? Do you feel this heaviness about yourself? Are you trying to be in control of everything? Are you trying to get that promotion on your own merits? What about God's merits? What if you let him in? Don't let your heart become disconnected. Yeah, there's social media. Let me tell you, do you see God there? I don't think so. Technology is great, but not that grand. Don't allow your heart to become dormant or dozy. I love that word. You don't want to become tired and lazy, lethargic. You don't want to just kind of go through your everyday with absolutely no enthusiasm for life. No, life isn't always easy. I get it. We've got struggles going on right now. But let me tell you, do you think that would be encouraging to you for me to bring to the mic every single day all of my problems? The baggage is for God, not for you. Revival of your heart. Let God ignite it. Let God become a part of your everyday. Don't run and hide. Give up the box and say, God, you have all of me. Transformation starts with God in your heart. It's my prayer for you, my friend. May your heart feel the beat of God's presence in every step throughout your days. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.